The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Weird Science. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
The 1950s ushered in a fascination with the atomic age. Homes buzzed with new appliances, science fiction flourished, and the power of the atom captured the public imagination. However, one particular toy from this era stands out for its questionable safety, the Gilbert U-238 Atomic Energy Lab.
That sounds as dangerous as I believe it will be.
Produced by the A.C. Gilbert Company, this seemingly educational set promised to ignite a passion for science in young minds. Packaged in a bright metal box, the kit boasted an electroscope, a cloud chamber, and most notably, four tiny vials containing actual radioactive ore samples. Autunite, torbinite, uraninite, and camoite, I think.
Wow.
The instructions, while cautioning users not to break the seals on the ore samples, did little else to caution young users. The price tag, $49.95, which is
pretty expensive for
it's maybe $600 today.
Yeah. I love how it's just like, are these precious little toxic samples? They're great to look at, but you probably shouldn't open them, right, kids with their little tiny fingers? Your curious fingers?
Well, they're curious. Those curious minds would get their hands on a Geiger-Müller counter, an electroscope, a spintharoscope, a Wilson cloud chamber, four glass jars of natural uranium-bearing ore samples, low-level radiation sources, this is in quotes, nuclear spheres for making a model of an alpha particle.
This is more science equipment than my public school had in all of my 4 years of high school.
A 60-page instruction book, Guide to Mining Uranium.
Oh, put these kids to work.
It also came with a comic book featuring Dagwood from the Blondie comic strip.
Nice.
Learn How Dagwood Splits the Atom, written in conjunction with the director of the Manhattan Project, General Leslie Groves.
This is a real collab, a mashup between Manhattan Project, uranium, and Dagwood.
Barbie movie? You had your shot. Now we need a movie about the Gilbert U-238.
Yes, we do.
Gilbert, a prominent toy maker, likely believed it would spark scientific curiosity.
Sure.
Made a lot of chemistry sets. So it was in that world. It was in a sound scientific, the hindsight is 2020.
Totally.
But even at that, pretty dangerous and pretty advanced for who they were marketing it to.
Yeah. I mean, it kind of makes sense. Like you listed a lot of like actually very expensive components and consuming and complicated. And I get it theoretically how it'd be like, oh, this interesting like, kids toy at a high price point, like really nice, expensive, like really flashy. You've got these little samples, you've got these a Geiger counter, you've got all this stuff. But it's like you also just can't give toxic things to children.
The government facing the need to promote the peaceful uses of atomic energy, may have even encouraged its development.
Mm-mm.
More after the break.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
With all that said, however, the science behind the kit was rudimentary at best. The radiation levels emitted by the ore samples were low, but still measurable. While unlikely to cause immediate harm, says the U.S. government.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Prolonged exposure could increase the risk of cancer later in life. The bigger concern was the potential for accidental ingestion or inhalation of radioactive dust if the vials were broken.
Telling a child to not open these, like, very cool, flashy vials because they've got really cool things inside of them, it's just bad. It's just bad. Please.
You know, there's a parent, you're smoking a huge-ass ciggy saying, don't break those.
Kids don't break. Yeah, you're like, you got a giant martini. You got your cigars, your
no
cigarettes.
No seatbelts.
Exactly. You've got lead paint all over the place.
Asbestos is everywhere.
And you're like, kids, don't open those tiny containers filled with beautiful looking things. I assume in my brain that they're clear. They're, you know, like you can like see inside of a sample, but I could be wrong.
And also the Cold War is raging. So I think anything to really indoctrinate maybe people. I mean, yes, getting nothing wrong with saying, hey, get involved in science and the atomic age is very exciting. You know, we've discussed and I'm obsessed with watching nuclear testing as a pastime. That's all happening during this time.
Yeah.
To give it a little context, not a lot of these were sold. The market wasn't flooded with these in every single home. Mm-hmm. Fewer than 5,000 kits were sold.
Yeah. I mean, it's a 1% gift. It's like a highfalutin science gift.
And the product was only offered in 1950, 1951. Mm-hmm. There had been, even in the late 40s, other less involved scientific kits sold, but still it wasn't, you know, more people were interested in playing with, I don't know, jacks or whatever.
Yeah, pet rocks.
No, I think it was 70s.
Okay. You're right, that's a little later. Like growing crystal, you know, like there's other like science things, like
red,
like,
rubber ball,
like shining rocks, you know, like I feel like rock shine,
rock
like polishing. Yeah, like that feels like it's of this era maybe.
Well, if you want to get your grubby hands on a U-238, Sotheby's has it for auction for $4,800. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
Not
visually.
Not as much as I thought it would be.
Now, to give you even more context, and this goes along with some of the other episodes we've done, because, I mean, we love talking about dangerous products over the years.
Absolutely.
The U-238 made radars world's most dangerous toy list in 2006 at number two.
No.
Number four on that list, this is number two. Number four is the Cabbage Patch Kid Snack Time doll
done. We've done that.
Number one.
Okay, I'm sorry. I asked number one, but now
do you want to guess what it is? We've done an episode on it relatively recently.
Relatively recently.
Yes.
I want to say, oh God, my memory, as you know, is like shot. I forgot Nicolas Cage's name once way back when. Give me a hint.
It's outdoors. It's an outdoor.
Oh, the lawn darts.
Yes. Number one is the Jart or the we know it, we love it.
Yeah.
The lawn dart.
Absolutely.
So, either you get a lawn dart in your head or you get radioactive poisoning.
Snacks.
Pick one.
Exactly.
You can live out your MasterChef dream when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.